I felt the grains of sand flow between my fingers. I heard the rushing of the waves, the crying of the gulls. The joyful shouting of the children became dim and muffled. It was as though my mind had become a microscope, and as I gazed down at my hand, my fingers burst into song.
So it's a really useful number in computing.
Why?
Because computers count by seeing if a transistor is off or on, just two states. They use the binary system to count in just the digits 0 and 1. They use powers to reach higher numbers.
What's a power? Sounds magical.
Not magical, but amazingly useful. You see, a power is when you multiply a number by itself a certain number of times. So 2 to the power of 3 is 2 times 2 times 2, which equals 8.
And 10 to the power of 2 is 10 times 10, which is 100.
So 10 to the power of 3 would be what? 10 times 10 times 10, 1,000?
Yep, it's much easier to talk about big numbers when you use powers, much easier than using loads of zeros.
For example, some scientists think that the number of atoms in our solar system is the number 10 to the power of 69. That's really quick to write down, whereas writing 1 followed by 69 zeros would take a really long time, and you'd probably make a mistake.
And what about very small numbers?
Powers can deal with those too, no problem. You just make the power number, the exponent, a negative number.
So 10 to the power of minus 2 is 1/100.
And 10 to the power minus 35 meters, as small as anything in the universe can be. It's called the Planck length.
That would have to be an extremely short Planck.
Clever, clever, clever. Clever, 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 clever. Not that kind of Planck. He was named after Max Planck. He worked it out. He was a clever guy.
Thanks for the explanation.
We wanted the galaxy.